Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer, a political scientist and head of the Goucher Poll. Malia, you're here to give us a little bit of a confession, aren't you?
I was wrong on Trump. I really thought, when I came and talked to you back—
You thought he'd be toast by now.
I thought he'd be toast by now. When we talked back in September, I was sure that the wheels would have fallen off. So, along with a lot of other people who in the punditry—
Has he got more now than he had then? I think he does.
He doesn't. They're consistent, and they're not falling off anytime soon, it seems like, which is just really interesting because I think when we look back historically, we really put him in this kind of category, a Herman Cain category. And we've seen the other two outsider candidates in Fiorina and Carson now finally starting to fall by the wayside, really dropping in polls. But Trump, that third outsider, has been consistent, and he is now leading the Republican pack. It looks like heading into the Iowa caucuses.
What accounts for this?
A couple of different things. I think that maybe perhaps we've all underestimated his ability to sustain popularity and sustain media coverage in really the absence of any real political advertisement, which makes it so fascinating. This marks the first time in 2016 that he spent any of his own campaign money on traditional television advertising, which is fundamentally different than what we've seen from any of the other candidates.
And he is ahead nationally, right? Not just in the primary states.
Mm-hmm.
So again, what accounts for that?
Well, I think a couple of different things. A lot of it is this desire, I think, in the Republican electorate to really elect somebody who can get things, quote unquote, done. So regardless of the specifics, where I think a lot of us really thought he would be pressed on the specifics, and then from there, the wheels would fall off. The Republican electorate has really seemed to be giving him the benefit of the doubt that as long as he's going to appear to be strong on issues, that's really enough for them. And we've seen no other contender come even close to him.
The Republican establishment that backed the current Bush, Jeb Bush, is terrified of this, aren't they?
It's certainly a source of frustration for the Republican establishment. The next closest person is a Ted Cruz, who, while a senator, still is really outside of the mainstream Republican establishment. The guys that they would traditionally, I think, put their weight behind, somebody like a Kasich, somebody like a Rubio, and even something like a Chris Christie, hasn't really been able to get enough momentum to really challenge Trump for that first spot.
So they don't think that Donald Trump can beat Hillary Clinton. They don't think that. But they could be wrong as well. And he could be still more of a contender in the general election. I mean, we're assuming that given the numbers today that he will win and that he'll be her opponent. What do you think now? I mean, is it too early to look at that?
It's too early, but, you know, then again, I think we perhaps had underestimated. I think among Democrats, he's really unpopular. So there's a really low likelihood that he would capture any of those votes. It really will remain to be seen how well he can play to independent voters. One good thing for Trump, though, if you do look at the polling numbers, a secondary follow-up question all pollsters ask is how definite are you in your vote? How certain are you? And he, between any of the other contenders, he has the most fervent supporters who are definitely going to turn out to vote for him. And that is something I think that has the Republican establishment really concerned going into Iowa.
Well, Malia, you were right about one thing. It's a very interesting year. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.